Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 70. Today, Ben asks, another new writer question. Sometimes when I sit down to write, I'm just scared shitless and I can't seem to snap out of it, to the point of where sometimes I'm paralyzed and I don't even feel like I can write. Often I don't even know what the fear is. What's up with this? What should I do about it? And will I ever get over it? Well, it sounds, Ben, like you're experiencing an acute manifestation of the kind of things that writers fight with all the time. It's the whole reason that this job is 90% head games. It's sort of the writer's equivalent of stage fright. When you're sitting down to the computer, you're feeling performance pressure, either because you're afraid of what people will think when they read your book, or you're afraid of not doing a good job and thus proving that the awful things that your parents or relatives or older brothers or whoever said about you are true, that you can't do anything right, and that you're going to waste your life doing this and that kind of stuff. We've all had people like that in our lives, usually well-meaning people who simply completely missed the point. Those are some of the voices that are in your head trying to stop you from doing what it is you care about and what you think is important, because those voices think it's a colossal waste of time, or it might subject you to humiliation or any of the other sorts of things that are genuine threats to a person's social standing and viability as an adult in other sorts of social contexts. Here, it just doesn't apply, but your brain doesn't know that, so it's trying desperately to make you stop before you do something stupid and get yourself in trouble. There's two ways around this kind of fear. One of them is to find a way to make it a game, because the play instinct circumvents the self-protection instinct. And the other way is to try to bash straight through it. Some days one will work better than the other. It also depends on the particular source of the fear that day, which one is likely to work better. But those are sort of the two categories of tools that you've got. It also depends a lot on your basic personality, which is going to work for you. I know it probably doesn't sound incredibly useful, but it is true. Find a way to play. Find a way to gamify the experience. Or find a way to make... I suppose, pushing through is a way of gamifying it. Find a way to take the challenge and make beating it sort of a purpose in your life. You don't want making the book perfect to be important. You don't even really want, if you're in the situation you're in now, you don't even really want doing a good job to be important. What you want to be important is doing the job. So you make that your challenge. You make getting it done the important thing. And by the important thing, I mean the thing that you focus on and care about. And all the other stuff doesn't matter. That can really help take some of the perfectionism and the stage fright and set it off to the side for a while. If making it into a mountain to climb is the kind of thing that'll get your juices flowing. Now, if you're suffering from the kind of crippling performance pressure that having a mountain to climb actually screws you up, then you're going to want to find different ways to gamify it. You're going to want to set little milestones and have little rewards for yourself, make little challenges. The stuff that's down on the level of finding a secret entrance to a Cave of Wonders in The Legend of Zelda or something like that. So that you get those little rewards and encouragement along the way, and it's much more like playing a game than it is like doing work. This all is going to depend on your basic psychology, so experiment far and wide and keep coming back to the keyboard. One of the other things that happens is that the more you do it, the more normal it gets and the less frightening it is. You will always, if you're stretching yourself as a writer, there are going to be seasons where you're dealing with crippling terror at one point or another, and there will always be a little of it hanging out in the back of your head because it's a very, for lack of a better term, soulful art, what we do. It demands a lot of ourselves. And anything that demands a lot of yourself
brings your self-image into the equation, it brings your ego into the equation, and you worry about, on some level, what people are going to think of you. So, to an extent, this sort of fear will always be with you. But normalizing the activity brings the fear down. It brings it down to the level akin to a regular rock climber will look at a 40-foot wall and get a little, oh boy, that's going to be tough. Whereas a brand new rock climber will look up at the same 40-foot wall and go to pieces from shaking because the adrenaline load is so high. And I say that from experience because that was how I learned to rock climb, was free solo, no safety equipment, up a 40-foot wall, and with no crash pads or anything, just pure granite, shoot, straight up. And it was the most terrifying thing in the world. And so what I did was, you know, the guy that was teaching me encouraged me, you know, go up, you see that crack about 5 feet up? Go there, and then you can just jump off. And once I got used to that being the climb, we extended it. You know, I went up and down a couple of times, then I went up 10 feet and climbed down to the point where I could jump off. And then I went up and I sort of mapped the rock as I went up and learned how the different handholds worked. And by the end of a couple of very long rock climbing days, I looked at that same wall with a sense of gleeful enthusiasm because the terror was still there. But it was a terror that I had grown accustomed to, so it wasn't crippling anymore, it was sort of energizing. That's the same kind of thing that'll happen to your writing. Anytime you stretch into new territory, you can break down with terror of the new. But if you work to normalize the thing that you're scared of, then that terror gradually subsides down to a level where it feels very like excitement, and it's much easier to manage at that point. But it does require persistence as well as other tricks around, like gamification and whatnot that I was talking about earlier. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial attribution, no derivatives license.